walking through a very cold field, throwing the ball to my dog. And I'm going to try and tire her out so that she doesn't annoy me for the next few hours while I go through countless emails, over 100 emails since, well, yesterday really. I've been in Ireland, as you may well know if you follow me on Twitter, documentally, and I've been in Ireland for not long. It was kind of a ninja stealth visit in and out to speak at the Media Contact Conference, which was entitled Content is King, which I don't necessarily agree with the fact content is king. I think it was more, there's a lot of questions being asked, so is content king? Was one of the questions I was asked, and I said no, and I gave my response as to why I think that. It was very much the audience that were king here. The people come to learn, and kings and queens primarily, because mostly women actually, they ask some great questions and seem to really make the most of it. Another well-organized conference, and I thought the first time I visited Ireland in a camper van that everybody was nice, because it was kind of villages and small towns that I was visiting, but Dublin has just shown me that it's actually, being nice is an Irish thing, it seems. So interesting to see what the economy has to hold. Somebody cracked the joke. What did they return on investment, ROI. ROI doesn't stand for Republic of Ireland. It stands for return on investment. And there was definitely a bit of an in-joke. Everybody laughing about the impending doom and collapse of Irish society, if maybe they don't accept a big suitcase of cash, probably be a cargo container of cash from the EU. Interesting. I don't understand that much about the financial shenanigans that have been going on, but I do know a lot of houses were being bought and sold, and I think everybody now has a house. So we shall see what happens over there. Interesting study, because no doubt we'll be seen afterwards. If it's not happening already, maybe we're printing our own money like America. Who knows? Interesting speakers, and I'm not just saying that because you're meant to have interesting speakers. It was a real mix of speakers at the conference. The dog is legging it off after a pheasant straight through a barbed wire fence. I'm hoping she's going to come back. Hang on a second.
Come here!
Luckily, the pheasant is now flying this way, and the dog is coming back. So, where was I? Banging on about speakers. Yes! Very eclectic. From a military man in uniform to a pub landlord turned YouTube star who knew nothing about editing or video, and personally blew my socks off. He was, I mean, everybody wants to put their favourite landlord up on stage and have him tell you stories, and this guy was just fantastic. He started with, yesterday I thought PowerPoint was somewhere I plugged the kettle, and it's unfortunate that he can't use that joke again, because now he looks pretty professional at it. So that was one of the high points for me, just getting your general average everyday man on the street that has slipped into doing multimedia and got fantastic results from it, primarily through a Facebook group that he'd honed and built and concentrated on, this kind of community that he'd slowly built and then started adding content to, and now it looks like everybody's loving the videos and wants more and more. So good on him, really good example there, and looking forward to see the comparisons to what happens when he starts exploring Twitter and the microblogging platforms like that, because he's a funny guy, and I imagine a series of exceptionally good one-liners. Just going to find the ball for the dog. Come here, come here. Where's the ball? Oh, get the ball, get the ball. So another fantastic thing was the fact I kind of got more from Tom Scott's talk. Initially, I thought, well, when I first saw him talk, this is meant to be about connecting and collaborating and getting people to be, you know, embracing the internet. But he has quite a scary, very cleverly created story of what can happen when communities and the internet go wrong. And I was like, ooh, this is a little bit of a wake-up call. And that's exactly what it's meant to be. It's meant to be a bit of a wake-up call to make us aware. And if nothing else, he's probably more of a soothsayer, a predictor of what can and most likely will happen in the future when our networks stop being so full of nice people. Who knows? It might be when everybody gets involved, it suddenly turns dark. At the moment, everything's quite self-policing, so it's pretty innocuous. Just waving to a fellow dog walker. So, this time, though, he had a kind of antidote. He had an interesting little talk which showed you exactly what you should do when things go wrong, and he broke it down into a number of groups. You've got to look at what you've done and why people have turned on you. Do they just not like you? Is the fact they're making a joke out of what you're doing funny? And he explained as to the times when you should just switch off, shut down, and lie low for a bit, times when you should address the situation. And this is really valuable information that should be told to more and more people who have absolutely no idea what to do should they make what they perceive to be a mistake online, or people just turn. There are groups and organisations and notice boards out there that have a lot of fun wielding some very smart power, which should really be done used for the power of good rather than just intimidating small children or not putting ideas into people's heads, but corporate injustices that can't be solved by your average protest could maybe be explored more thoroughly by these kind of people. So, yes, that was interesting, and I felt I got a lot more value out of that. Another speaker that was there was a very, very strong-willed chap who had literally turned his business from nothing to a multinational corporation, whether or not it was an organisation, maybe more of a corporation. Yeah, it didn't smack me as the corporation type, but he talked about how he was battling alongside and vying for more, getting noticed more than some of the big organisations, and that was King of Shaves. Now, didn't have a chance to tell him, but when I travelled for about 10 years, obviously, I do shave, otherwise my beard would be down to my knees. So, King of Shaves, I hope he doesn't see all people with beards as not interested in his products, because we do shave. I shave when my beard gets in the way of food, then it has to come off. So, I had picked up his shaving oil years and years ago. It must be when it very, very first came out. I hope it was him that brought it out first, otherwise it's someone else I'm talking about. But I've definitely used King of Shaves throughout the years. When I was travelling, it just made sense to have this tiny little capsule of oil which would give me countless shaves. And I didn't understand this at the time. I was like, hang on a second. Why would you buy a massive can of spray foam, which doesn't last that long at all and is quite damaging to the environment, when you can have this very tiny, small oil which does, in my mind, a better job because you can actually see what you're shaving, takes up very little space and seems to last forever, especially when you tend to grow a beard between shaving. I just thought, this isn't a very good business plan, but obviously it is, because he's branched out his brand into other products. And I strongly disagreed with a lot of what he said, but it may have been more of a communication error, who knows. But he was saying that in fact, the night before dinner, actually, I disagreed with what I said. So I think it was just he's got a way of working and he's gone down that path. I've gone down a slightly different path, and I think that small talk is important, because small talk is where we connect. Small talk is where we realise who each other is. It's sometimes how you gauge emotion, gauge personality. And if you are taking the time to get to know your networks and the people in your networks, which, let's face it, we really should be, because we're not just there to talk at people, we're there to connect and hopefully make friendships. Friends
and family really, I think, are all we have in this world. If you do worship money, then you probably won't see that. So for me, it's about small talk. And if some people think that there is no value in small talk, then I think they're very strongly mistaken. It's not for us to decide if what we say is valuable or not. It's for the person that's listening. And I can't imagine if I had a conversation with someone who didn't think small talk was important, I was saying, oh man, can you believe how cold it is compared to yesterday? They're going to go, why are you telling me this? And walk off with their fingers in their ears. No, they're going to engage to create some kind of rapport so we can continue the conversation into more serious, deeper matters, maybe matters relating to business, maybe politics, who knows. So no, small talk is important, and maybe I should just do a presentation and a talk on why this is important and explore it further. So don't be worried about tweeting what you're having for breakfast, because you may be connecting with an awful lot of other people who are also having breakfast, and we tend to build social networks over things that, with people that have things in common with us. And we all have breakfast, come on. Right, the place is filling up with people walking dogs now, so I'm going to head off and look less weird. My hand is actually frozen to the phone right now. I'll probably be offline for most of the day because I'm working on updating a video for the web presentation, not just for tomorrow, when I will be in London giving that presentation, the entire day workshop, should I say, more than a presentation, but also when I will be doing the same, well, actually a different presentation, but the same kind of thing in Ireland for Media Contact. Quite looking forward to doing some, I think, what's it called? Video for the YouTube generation, I think, will be that presentation. And I'm really looking forward to getting some video clips down to include in that. So whatever you're doing on this wonderful chilly day, enjoy it. I really enjoy work at the moment, so much so that it doesn't feel like work at all. And I think we all should try and get to that kind of stage. It's not always like that, obviously, but at the moment it is. Take care.